Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Mondays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide. In addition, during each Monday's episode, we'll also include an article based on the topics included in Maestro Circe's published books on Amazon, titled Survival English in the United States of America, including a variety of topic-based vocabulary and conversation exercises. Are you ready? Let's begin.
You are listening to How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide, an ebook by Maestro Circe. Today, we are going to focus on Chapter 3, Speaking Skills for Phone Conversations, including subchapter Phone Conversation Etiquette. As an American English learner, are you comfortable speaking English in public? Is speaking English clearly and effectively important to you? For the next few minutes, you will hear a variety of tips and strategies to help you become more successful in your American English learning journey. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 3: Speaking Skills for Phone Conversations. Phone Conversation Etiquette. Introduction. Phone conversation etiquette is an essential aspect of effective communication. Whether you are making or receiving a phone call, how you greet, introduce yourself, and use polite language can greatly impact the success of the conversation. In this subchapter, we will explore the various aspects of phone conversation etiquette to help you improve your English speaking skills. By mastering these skills, you will be able to engage in professional and personal phone conversations with confidence and clarity. Greetings in phone conversations. When answering or making a phone call, it is important to start with an appropriate greeting. The type of greeting you use may vary depending on the level of formality. For example, in a formal setting, you might say, "Good morning/afternoon/evening, this is, your name." In a more casual setting, you could use a simple hello or hi. It is also important to consider cultural differences when choosing a greeting. Some cultures may prefer a more formal greeting, while others may appreciate a friendly and informal approach. Introductions in phone conversations. Properly introducing yourself and asking for the person you are calling is crucial for effective phone conversations. When introducing yourself, make sure to state your name clearly and provide any necessary information about your role or affiliation. For example, you might say, "Hello, this is John Smith from XYZ Company. May I please speak with Jane Doe?" It is also helpful to briefly explain the purpose of your call to set the context and make the conversation more efficient. Polite language in phone conversations. Using polite language during phone conversations is essential for building rapport and showing respect. Simple phrases like please, thank you, and excuse me can go a long way in creating a positive impression. It is also important to use a polite tone of voice and avoid interrupting or speaking over the other person. For instance, instead of saying, "I need this report now," you could say, "Could you please send me the report as soon as possible? I would really appreciate it." Active listening skills. Active listening is a crucial skill in phone conversations. It involves giving your full attention to the speaker and demonstrating that you are engaged in the conversation. You can show active listening through verbal cues such as nodding, using affirmative phrases like "I understand," and asking clarifying questions. Nonverbal cues like maintaining good posture and avoiding distractions also contribute to effective active listening. By actively listening, you can better understand the speaker's message and respond appropriately. Proper use of interruptions. Knowing when and how to interrupt or be interrupted during phone conversations is an important aspect of phone conversation etiquette. If you need to interrupt, do so politely by saying something like, "I'm sorry to interrupt, but..." or "May I interject for a moment?" Asking for permission to interrupt shows respect for the other person's speaking time. Conversely, if you are being interrupted, be patient and give the other person a chance to speak. You can say, "Please go ahead," or "I'm listening." Handling difficult or angry callers. Dealing with difficult or angry callers can be challenging, but it is essential to remain calm and professional. Start by actively listening to their concerns and acknowledging their emotions. Avoid taking their anger personally and focus on finding a resolution. Stay composed and use phrases like, "I understand your frustration," or "Let's see how we can resolve this issue together." By handling difficult callers with empathy and professionalism, you can turn a potentially negative interaction into a positive one. Phone call etiquette in professional settings. In professional environments, there are specific expectations for phone call etiquette. Use professional language, speak clearly and concisely, and avoid using slang or informal expressions. Maintain a professional tone and address the person you are speaking to with respect, using appropriate titles if necessary. Remember to keep the conversation focused on the purpose of the call and avoid personal or unrelated topics. Phone call etiquette in personal settings. In personal or informal conversations, phone etiquette may be more relaxed, but basic politeness should still be maintained. While you can adopt a friendly and casual tone, it is important to respect the other person's time and be mindful of any cultural or personal sensitivities. Use appropriate language and avoid using offensive or derogatory terms. By maintaining a balance between friendliness and politeness, you can foster positive and meaningful connections in personal phone conversations. Dealing with technical difficulties. Technical difficulties are an inevitable part of phone conversations, but how you handle them can greatly impact the flow of the conversation. If you encounter technical issues, stay calm and apologize for the inconvenience. Offer alternative methods of communication if necessary, such as email or rescheduling the call. If the issue can be resolved quickly, troubleshoot it together with the other person. Clear communication and proactive problem solving can help minimize disruptions and maintain a productive conversation. Ending phone conversations. Ending a phone conversation politely is just as important as starting it on the right note. Express gratitude for the conversation and summarize any key points discussed. Use closing statements such as, "Thank you for your time and assistance," or "I appreciate your input on this matter." It is also considerate to ask if there is anything else the person would like to discuss before concluding the call. By ending the conversation with grace and appreciation, you leave a positive impression and set the stage for future interactions. Note: this breakdown covers various aspects of phone conversation etiquette in a logical and organized manner. Each paragraph focuses on a specific topic or skill, providing detailed explanations and examples to help English learners improve their speaking abilities.
Mental health, feeling homesick. Homesickness can be an overwhelming feeling that can strike anyone, regardless of age or background. However, homesickness doesn't have to be a constant state of mind. With the right strategies and mindset, you can learn not to feel homesick and make the most of your time away from home. This blog post will explore some advice on combating homesickness and adjusting to living in a new environment. From staying connected with loved ones to exploring your new surroundings and finding a support network, we'll cover a range of ideas to help you feel more comfortable and at home wherever you are. 1. Connect with locals for support. One effective way to combat homesickness abroad is to connect with locals for support. Building relationships with local people can help you feel more integrated into your new community and provide a support system when you miss your home country. You can start by joining a local club or organization related to your interests, taking language classes, or volunteering at a local charity. This will allow you to meet new people and make friends, many of whom may be able to offer advice and guidance on navigating your new surroundings. Additionally, locals can provide insight into your host country's culture, customs, and traditions, allowing you to gain a deeper understanding and appreciation for your new home. Building relationships with locals makes you feel more settled and less homesick, making it easier to adjust to your new surroundings and enjoy your time abroad. 2. Keep yourself busy exploring your surroundings. One of the best ways to combat homesickness is to keep yourself busy exploring your new surroundings. Being in a new place can be overwhelming, but it's important to remember that there is so much to see and experience. Take some time to explore your new neighborhood or city and find activities that interest you. This could be visiting local museums, parks, or markets. You can also see local events and festivals, taste the local culture. By keeping yourself busy, you'll be less likely to dwell on missing your home country. Plus, you'll make new memories and create a sense of belonging in your new environment. So, take advantage of this opportunity to discover new places and things to do, and you'll find that you're now not feeling homesick as before. 3. Stay in touch with family/friends. One of the best ways you'll feel homesick is to stay in touch with family and friends from your home country. Thanks to technology, countless ways exist to keep connected with loved ones. You can use chat apps like Skype, Zoom, or FaceTime to catch up with family and friends, share photos and stories, and stay updated on what's happening back home. Social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are great ways to stay connected and see what your loved ones are up to. You can even create a private group or chat with friends and family on these platforms to stay connected and share updates. By staying in touch with what's who are essential to you, you can feel more connected to your home country and less homesick. 4. Find comfort in everyday activities. One of the best ways to overcome homesickness is to find comfort in familiar activities. When we move to a new place, everything feels different, which can be overwhelming. Engaging in activities that we used to do back home can help to reduce the feeling of homesickness. For instance, if you used to go for a walk every evening, you can continue with this habit in your new location. You can also cook your favorite meals from back home, listen to music that reminds you of your home country, or even watch movies and TV shows you used to watch back home. Engaging in routine activities can help to create a sense of familiarity and reduce the feeling of missing home. 5. Embrace new experiences and opportunities. One way to combat feeling homesick is to embrace new experiences and opportunities. Instead of focusing on what you are missing from your home country, focus on the new options available in your current location. Take advantage of the chance to try new things, fresh, learn a new language, or explore a new city. By immersing yourself in the local culture and trying new things, you can create a sense of excitement and adventure that can help alleviate homesickness. Additionally, seeking out new experiences can help you build connections and make new friends, making your new location feel more like home. So, instead of dwelling on what you are missing, embrace the unique opportunities your current location offers and make the most of your time there. In conclusion, homesickness is a familiar feeling that can be difficult to overcome, especially if you live far away from home. However, you can gradually ease the feelings of homesickness by taking proactive steps to stay connected with loved ones, creating a comfortable living space, and immersing yourself in new experiences. Remember to be patient and take things one day at a time. With a positive attitude and a few simple strategies, you can start feeling more at home in your new surroundings.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Cersei, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.